The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance looked at data from the year 2000 when putting together Competitive Wisconsin's annual report. The study says compared with the Midwest and the nation, Wisconsin rated positive or neutral on 19 benchmarks compared with 22 in 1999. One setback came in per capita income. Wisconsin slipped to 4.7% below the national average, the state's lowest relative position in 8 years. Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says the figures show the early onset of the recession.
We know that the Wisconsin economy slowed perhaps more abruptly than the rest of the country, and we know that our job losses have been somewhat higher than some other states. So I think this reflects the early stages of the recession, and we'll probably see these kinds of numbers again next year, and that we will at best hold our own against the nation, but not gain on the nation.
A member of Competitive Wisconsin, David Newby of the state AFL-CIO, contends the relative slide in per capita income hits non-supervisory workers the hardest. He says state government should respond by improving its investments in areas like education.
At the K-12 level, at the technical college level, as well as university, that you've got an infrastructure and transportation that makes sense so that you can move goods and people around the state effectively. It's a matter of targeted investments, and we've got to get away from this notion that our tax money is simply money that's thrown away. It's not thrown away on government.
The Competitive Wisconsin study has better news for household income. There, in 2000, Wisconsin was nearly 8% above the national average. Todd Berry of the Taxpayers Alliance says many more women are now working for pay.
We had a much higher share of women going into the workforce than the rest of the country, and we have one of the highest participation rates among women in the country, and that helps boost our household income.
However, Berry notes that in the last 5 years, household income grew more slowly in Wisconsin than it did nationally. The AFL-CIO's David Newby says it's good that households are taking in more money, but he says that's more due to hours worked than higher wage rates.
It's also a measure of the stress that you have on the family and the amount of time that family members can spend with each other.
Newby says the Competitive Wisconsin study should do a better job of including the fees people pay for goods and services in Wisconsin instead of just talking about high taxes. Overall, the report says Wisconsin gets a passing grade, but has room to improve, particularly on business climate, public services, and environmental quality. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.